Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lots of police activity downtown at Dallas Police Headquarters. Sources tell KRLD an officer drove an unmarked van. The accelerator locked up and he crashed into the Quartermaster building next to the main headquarters on Botham John. Driver's okay and crews are on scene cleaning up the mess. Massive train derails in Palo Pinto County and that started a grass fire.
The Union Pacific train wreck happened around 2 this afternoon on the Colville Road Bridge in the town of Gordon, which is about 65 miles west of Fort Worth. The derailment sparked a grass fire, and crews were working through the afternoon to contain it. No evacuations were announced, but Palo Pinto County first responders asked people to stay away from the area as they manage a, quote, potentially hazardous situation. Officials have not yet determined what was carried in each car or what caused it to come off the tracks. No injuries have been reported. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Austin PD says the guy that opened fire at that Target store yesterday picked his victims at random. They say Ethan Nienecker claimed he's Christ. Police talked to him, and he says he got the gun through a family member.
This man had some serious issues, and I think about the systems that failed in a way as we move forward. We're looking at this background, and again, this is going to be things that are going to be coming up in the months and the years ahead. There were some serious failures here on behalf of, you know, many when you're looking at potentially some mental illness there.
Police say he lived alone, worked at a restaurant. Police confirmed that when they got to him, he held a Bible and he's butt naked.
The Democrats' quorum break at the state capitol is now into day 9. KRLD's Chris Fox reports Governor Abbott is willing to end the special session 5 days early to move on to a second special session.
State House Speaker Dustin Burrows said if a quorum isn't met on Friday, they'll officially end the current session 5 days early, with Governor Abbott then ordering a second special.
He has made it clear he is committed to calling us back again and again and again until our work is done.
The move has many confused. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones.
Yeah, I think this is a recognition by Abbott that he believes that Democrats during the second special session will provide quorum throughout the session.
Despite the news, Texas Senate Republicans passed the Trump congressional map. Democratic State Senator Judith Zaffarini and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
I had a 13-page closing statement in opposition of this bill, but again, I will reserve the right to make that statement during the next special session.
And hopefully we don't have another.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Attorney General went back to court today. He's asking Tarrant County judge to arrest Beto O'Rourke.
Paxton said Beto was illegally soliciting money to support the quorum-breaking Democrats. Beto was at a rally in Fort Worth last weekend.
He tried to stop us from raising money to support these Democrats in the fight. He lost. And one of the worst things that we could do to Ken Paxton is to right now choose to donate to have the backs of these fighters.
Paxton says those words are exactly what contradict a restraining order temporarily issued by Tarrant County District Judge Megan Fahey. Paxton wants the judge to put Beto in jail while his lawsuit plays out. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
SMU political scientist Cal Gilson says Paxton is trying to disrupt O'Rourke's fundraising.
But it's very difficult to see how that could stand up legally in Texas, which is a state that has no fundraising limits, no limits on fundraising, and still, I think, acknowledges the First Amendment's injunction of freedom of speech.
He says the judge could issue an injunction that could disrupt the fundraising today, but ruling would likely be overturned on appeal.
Baylor University doesn't take well to copycats. It takes them to court. Baylor Bears filing a lawsuit against Boston University over the letters BU. It says the logos for the schools are almost identical, and Baylor has the federal trademarks for the logo. That's the one where the B and the U are interlocked. It says Boston University can be a BU, but it can't have that logo that looks like Baylor's. It wants the court to destroy all of the Boston University stuff that has the logo, and then it wants to get paid.
There's news out of Austin to tell you about. Governor Abbott announcing that he's going to call lawmakers back next week for another special session if those House Democrats don't return to the Capitol by Friday. And this second special session would have the exact same agenda as the first, especially with regards to redistricting. Chris is with us right now. He joins us live. No surprise here, I guess, Chris.
Well, not that there's a second special session, but that they're going to call it 5 days earlier. That kind of is baffling a lot of people. The House Speaker, Dustin Burrows, today, when they did not have a quorum, they had 95 today, so they lost somebody. At 96 yesterday, they need 100 to achieve quorum. And you need quorum to vote on legislation. And that's why the Democrats left, so they didn't have to vote on the newly redrawn congressional map. But now House Speaker Dustin Burrows says if they don't have a quorum on Friday, that they'll just gavel out sine die. That's the term that they use to say the end of the session. It's Latin, meaning end of days. And it's not the end of the session. The end of the session is the 20th. So they're going to do it early. And so what that'll do is it allows the Democrats to come back because there's no worry about a quorum because they're only worried about maps on the floor. And in this case, if you start over with a new special session, you have to start over with new bills and hearings, potentially not hearings, but at least a hearing on the map. There's a thought that Republicans might say, we've already held hearings. There's no reason to. We have to legally hold one and then pass it favorably out of committee. So they would do that. But it gives the Democrats some days to come home. And I just got off the phone with Rice University political scientist Mark Jones. He's baffled as well. The idea being that perhaps Governor Abbott has a feeling that this time they're saying, okay, Democrats, you did it. You killed the first special session, and that there's perhaps hope that they'd remain for a second and throughout a second special session. But from the rhetoric that we're hearing from the Democrats in Illinois, it doesn't appear that that's the case, but we'll find out. This has been the strangest quorum break that I've seen.
Well, and that's one of it doesn't matter if they come back in 5 days or whatever and they have a chance. This is going to be one of those things. They cannot continue to wait out Republicans. Or can they? Is that their game plan? We're just going to keep, as long as he's calling, we're just keep staying away.
It would take a year. That's the tough part. Also, Speaker Burrows today, and yesterday Speaker Burrows mentioned that they've deputized dozens that are camped out outside of their homes trying to catch them sneaking back into the state, and that the price tag for all this will be incurred by the Democrats, and that tag is up to six figures already in overtime alone. And so more pressure being added while at the same time announcing that you'll end the special session on Friday. It seems strange, but I would think that they would want to keep them out as long as possible because they're incurring $500 a day fines on top of it. And the Republicans can keep hitting them over the head with, we're trying to pass flood relief legislation and you won't allow this by being gone. But they're going to cut it short, allow them back. There's no reason not to come back into town. The arrest warrants that everyone keeps saying, well, they'll arrest them and put them in handcuffs. Yeah, they're civil arrest warrants, so they wouldn't do that. What they do is just take them back to the state capitol. But if the second special session is called, then there's, I would venture to guess that there's no, the warrants are gone, so there's none of that.
So
none of this makes a lot of sense if you can't figure it out.
In this the second special session, and you mentioned this, the map would presumably be the same. It would give the Republicans five more seats. At what point does the governor start, following through on his threat to maybe add seven or eight Republican seats? And then you got a completely new map, and you almost have to start over.
Well, and also, where'd the maps come from? They didn't come from here. They didn't come from lawmakers in Texas. It's believed they came from Adam Kincaid, the one who drew the last map that everybody swore was race neutral, that apparently the DOJ didn't think was race neutral. So, yeah, these are not easily drawn maps. This isn't easy to do. So where they would get new maps would be interesting. And also the argument has been made going into the redrawing of this one that the state is so thoroughly gerrymandered that a lot of Republicans aren't really happy with doing it deeper because it just thins out other districts that were potentially strongholds that aren't necessarily strongholds anymore. So this is a complex project to redraw maps in a way that you think. Also, a question has been brought up that these maps were drawn based on 2024 election numbers. But generally, we've seen in midterm elections, the president in power, generally, the president doesn't do well in midterm elections. And President Trump is a perfect example. In 2018, his numbers were down. So if they have down numbers, as expected, as most presidents have midterm, they could lose seats. So nothing's guaranteed.
All right. Chris, hey, we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk with us. Thank you so much. KRLD's Chris Fox with us here.
I'm with you. Just wake me up when it's over, man.
When it's over. But they can't hold out forever. You know, no. They're going to lose in the end. Their goal is, and I think they've done a pretty good job of this.
Bring as much attention,
shine a light on it, bring attention to it nationwide. And they've done that. Well, now that he's had a chance to think about it, Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer, he seems even less impressed with his team's performance in that preseason loss to the Rams Saturday night than he was right after the game.
You know, we didn't start very fast, and think, the defense, the Rams won the toss. They accepted the ball. They went right down the field. We got to get better of getting off the field, third and fourth down. We weren't great with that. I think, the offense obviously, threw it six straight times, and we wanted to sling it around a little bit with Joe. But again, we got to win first and second down. I think that was a big part of it. I did not like our discipline. The penalties with the offense, six pre-snap penalties, that wasn't great. Some of the sideline substitution wasn't very clean.
And to be fair, for a lot of this, he did blame himself and his staff, those substitutions in particular. But, man, those penalties.
I mean, like, to have six pre-snap penalties on the offense is awful. It's awful. And it's not going to be accepted. Like, we're not going to allow that to happen. We're told the guys today, if you're going to commit pre-snap penalties, which means I can't line up the right way as an offensive lineman, I shave my motions, and, we're not going to play you.
Although he did admit that if it's CeeDee Lamb who moves early, he might make an exception with
that. But he doesn't do that often. This is one of the things that really bothers me, and it has for the last several years, the pre-snap penalties.
Yeah.
That's immediately setting you back at least 5-10 yards.
So it's first and 15 all of a sudden.
It's just ridiculous, and I don't know, every coach for the last, since Jason Garrett, we seem to have these problems.
Yeah.
And it's different players. Is it the coaches? You have to look at the coaching. And so at least Shoddy is recognizing that.
I think these guys get up to the line and they are so
amped up,
fired up, ready to go. And
I know,
it doesn't take much.
I know it's preseason. A lot of these guys are new, but still, it's you want to see some successes, even with your backups.
And then there's the issue of momentum or lack thereof.
There was a couple opportunities in that second half where I felt like we had a chance to grab momentum. We turn the ball over, and then Iz goes out there. He makes a great interception. We get the ball back. We miss a deep cross, and we go three and out. Well, that's a lost opportunity for momentum. Then on the other end of it, we drive down the field, put together a nice drive late in the fourth quarter, score a touchdown, and make it a 24-14 game, and the defense goes out there and allows a 5 or 6 play touchdown drive. Like, momentum swings in the National Football League and in competitive sports is huge, and our guys need to understand how to maximize those opportunities, because so much can be gained from swings and momentum and things like that.
We'll see if all of this hits home on Saturday night. The Cowboys take on the Ravens in preseason game number 2. But remember, preseason, it's already a third over. They only play 3 games. You got to work this stuff out. You don't have much time to do it.
I was really excited to see Joe Milton. I wanted to see what we had, and I was not impressed. He throws a fastball almost every time. Yeah. There were times where he had guys wide open. He'd throw it 10 yards over their head, and it's like, dude, put a little touch on it.
Right.
What are you doing?
A little finesse is required, too.
My God, you don't have to show off your arm every time, and maybe that's just him being too hyped up, but he needs to change that, or else they're going to be looking for another backup quarterback. They're not going to end this preseason if he plays that bad and just go with what they have.
There's Cooper Rush when you need him. Oh, yeah, he's with the Ravens.
Who they're going to play?
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.